Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap
yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
We'll have wide open phones in the second hour. I'm here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. The toll-free number to join us is 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525, or locally in Central Texas. If you're listening to the mothership station I broadcast out of, that's 836-0590, and we'll get you up and on the air. Todd, Tom, and many others that are patiently holding, we'll get to you. Let me first, at the start of this hour, get into war news. 23 soldiers died in one day over the weekend. This is the first of the surge. 3,600 troops arrived in Baghdad and surrounding areas. The surge, and of course, every general, every top military expert who's just neutral on this, has said that taking the troops out of the armored compounds like the Green Zone and what, sticking them in 16 extra little police substations unguarded in Baghdad and other areas, other hot spots, is just providing more targets and guaranteeing an acceleration of the troops being killed. And that indeed has happened. They started sticking them outside the high-walled bases, and they're dying. And it does absolutely nothing. And it just gives the insurgency more people to shoot at. But Bush talks about sacrifice. I guess it's human sacrifice we're talking about. And just what's the logic there? Escalating the war. Now let's get into a story here out of the Korea Times. It's also in several other major international publications. This story is reposted up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Right now, as a top story, if you'd like to go read it along with me or read the entire story, I'm just going to read a few paragraphs. U.S. plans invasion, broad attack on Iran. You see, the plan originally with the Israeli 83 plan that was implemented in 2002 for the 2003 invasion of Iraq was not what you heard on the news, to go put the lights on and help the people and, you know, take care of them and get in and get out. It was always to build permanent bases and to use Iraq, as the PNAC documents written by the Vice President and Jeb Bush stated, as and Wolfowitz and Pearl and the rest of them, and Crystal, to launch an attack on Iran and Syria. So even if you're for this war, the government and the media were dishonest together against the people and lied to us and lied to the troops and said, you'll be back by next Christmas, which was a complete and total lie. They said less than 1 year, and we're coming up on 4 years here in just a few months. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. They're also doing stop loss. People have already served two, three, four tours they're now starting over there. U.S. plans invasion, broad attack on Iran. U.S. contingency planning for military action against Iran's nuclear program goes beyond limited strikes and would effectively unleash a war against the country, a former U.S. intelligence analyst said on Friday. I've seen some of the planning. You're not talking about a surgical strike, said Wayne White, who was a top Middle East analyst for the State Department's Bureau of Intelligence and Research until March of 2005. You're talking about a war against Iran that likely would destabilize the Middle East for years to come. And then we got to stay even longer, see? They're getting us into a fight that just gets bigger and bigger. Why? Do defense contractors make more money if we were there 6 months or if we were there 20 years? And now they admit we'll be there 30 years. You see, they lied to us again. It continues. You're talking about a war against Iran that would likely destabilize the Middle East for years, White told the Middle East Policy Council, a Washington think tank. We're not talking about just surgical strikes against an array of targets inside Iran. We're talking about clearing a path to the targets by taking out much of the Iranian Air Force, Kilo-class submarines, anti-ship missiles that could target commerce or U.S. warships in the Gulf, and maybe even Iran's ballistic missile capability, White said. Hundreds of targets. I'm much more worried about the consequences of a U.S. or Israeli attack against Iran's infrastructure, which would prompt vigorous Iranian retaliation, he said, than the civil war in Iraq, which could be confined to that country. So basically, the global private banks are destroying our borders Figure this out, folks. The same people destroying the dollar's value, in case you hadn't checked, it's been devalued by half now. The same people destroying our borders and our sovereignty, the same people destroying our Bill of Rights and Constitution, the heart of what America is all about, are the same ones running these phony wars. It doesn't matter if it's Democrats or Republicans, they're all together. All the committee chairmen, all the major leadership, unless you're talking about Senator Hagel, who's just positioning himself for the 08 run for the presidency. President George W. Bush has stressed he is seeking a diplomatic solution, just as he promised. Remember, I promised we want a diplomatic resolution. There's no plan to attack Iraq. Turned out it was a total lie. They planned to attack them all along and lied to the public. Again, the point is, even before the war, they cannot lie to us all the time. This is improper. This is a fraud. They didn't just mess up, oh, we screwed up, we thought WMDs were there. We have the White House memo, the White House confirms is authentic, where 4 months before the attack, him and Tony Blair in the White House for hours talking about how to stage WMD finds, how to lie, how to frame people. Does that not make you mad? It makes me angry. It goes on. President Bush has stressed he is seeking a diplomatic solution to the dispute over Iran's nuclear program. Total lie. But he has not taken the military option off the table. At his recent rhetoric, plus together financial sanctions and actions against Iran, involvement in Iraq has revived talk in Washington about a possible U.S. attack on Iran. The Bush administration and many of its Gulf allies have expressed growing concern about Iran's rising influence in the region and the prospect of it acquiring nuclear weapons. George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, and then Bush, even his first 8 months, 9 months in office, publicly blocked FBI investigations of AQCon laboratories. If you don't know what that is, if you're going to shoot your mouth off about having to turn the place into a parking lot, but you can't find it on a map, you need to know the facts. Our government, the British government, the Israeli government, helped transfer the materials, controlled materials, to build nuclear weapons and missiles to Pakistan. Again, just like they helped arm Russia, helped arm China, helped arm North Korea. Who was on the board of ABB, the Swiss company, is the chairman, when they transferred reactors to make A-bombs to Kim Jong-il of North Korea? Donald Rumsfeld, who transferred the chemical and biological weapons in 1983 and 84 to Saddam. Donald Rumsfeld, who got aspartame approved. Donald Rumsfeld, who got Terminator genes in the siege, destroying our crops and screwing up the whole biosphere. Donald Rumsfeld! I mean, my gosh, this gets me boiling. So I'm done with that report. We are going to break here in a few minutes, but let's jam one call in. We'll go to Todd, then Tom. Let's talk to Todd in Corpus Christi, Texas. You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Hi there, Mr. Jones. Welcome back from your vacation. I just want to start out by saying the gentleman who sat in for you did a wonderful job while you were gone. I love Dacey's take on the UN and the internationalists, and Jack Blood is just – Jack Blood is awesome.
Two great hosts, yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to recommend to your audience out there, I picked up America, Freedom to Fascism, one of my latest purchases from your online shop, and that is a fantastic movie. Extremely powerful, and I just want to, you know, for the record, you know, ask you again, now, copies of that are authorized, right?
I didn't make America, Freedom to Fascism.
No, I know. But
Aaron Russo did, and he said, on my show, you can make copies of America, Freedom to Fascism, you can buy American Freedom to Fascism, the history of the Federal Reserve, the IRS, and the globalist at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Right. Now, if somebody in your audience hasn't seen it yet or purchased it, it is highly recommended. Unbelievable. Now, this, to me, seems like the greatest blow to the internationalists, exposing the Federal
Reserve. Yeah, the Federal Reserve's private. Folks, the true elite aren't, quote, into going out and having free market businesses and making money. They literally make the money. They print it. They give orders to our Treasury. It is a total fraud. It is British-owned. It is a joke. We were reconquered by Britain in 1913. It is an absolute fact. Listen, Alan Greenspan in 1968 published a book that was published by the imprint of Ayn Rand, exposing the Federal Reserve. I own the ridiculous thing. Okay, he was an anti-New World Order guy. They came and bought him off in 84 and made him Fed chairman. I got Alan Greenspan talking like me. Alan Greenspan wrote a book saying it's privately owned and a fraud and a scam. And he was so effective at fighting him, they hired him. Anything else?
Yes, sir. Can I continue on the other side or hope?
Well, what else you got to cover?
Well, it deals with the Federal Reserve. And I had a couple of two questions.
Okay, real fast, I'll put you on hold. We'll get back. We'll go to you and another caller. You got to give other callers time. Tons of more news straight ahead. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3903. Again, that's 1-800-550-3903. 1-800-550-3903.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
0590. All right, I want to take your calls on the Iran situation, the fact that it's a much larger attack and an invasion even of western areas of the country that, of course, just so happen to have most of their oil supplies. And I want to get into H.G. Wells and how long futurists and different intellectual leaders have been calling for a world government. That's coming up in the next segment. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Real quick, Todd, finish up. In Corpus Christi, go ahead, Todd.
Yeah, this is not Corpus Christi. This is Tom.
Tom, you finish. Okay, Tom, and I'm sorry. Tom, you talk about what you have to talk about, then I'll go back to Todd. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, Alex. Hey, good talk to you. Let's try to keep it short and sweet here. My wife reached in her mailbox and pulled out a letter that on the front of it says, your response is required by law. That's reading it up off the envelope. And then on the inside, it says 2006 Agricultural Identification Survey. Do I have to send this information in? I don't want to chip my chickens. Worked all my life.
Now, is that a federal or is that a state survey?
No, well, let me see. It is from, I got the envelope right here and a lamp. I'm enjoying myself. My pond is full. Ron Paul's running for president. My God, I got hope again.
Where are you calling from?
Bertram, Texas.
Okay.
National Agricultural Statistics Service, Jeffersonville, Indiana.
Okay, let me break this down. Big agribusiness and all big global corporations do this. They lobby governments to write regulatory laws to shut down small producers. The number one, poultry, and it's, of course you've raised chickens, poultry, Tyson and others lobbied millions of dollars to get the animal ID passed, where you have an ID that costs more money than the chicken that you've got to put on it. And, of course, third world stuff can just pour in. And it's openly designed. This all came out in the news. It's even been in the Dallas Morning News of all places. And I appreciate your call. Let me answer your question now. And I appreciate that call. Your phone was just breaking up. To shut down small beef producers, small herd. You know, the average ranch is about 40 head of cattle. That's just enough to pay the taxes and pay for the land. So it's targeted to shut that down. And out of all 50 states, only 3 states adopted the federal guidelines. So it's not really a law, it's guidelines. Texas fully adopted, and they're talking about $1,000-a-day fines if you don't report a cow that dies within 3 days. So it's just a whole new level. It's like a new IRS just got added to your life. You need to get involved with the groups that are fighting it. On Texas Independence Day, there's going to be a huge demonstration with Democrats, Republicans, you name it, in downtown Austin against it. All over the country, it's being thrown out. State governors are refusing to implement it, so it's in deep trouble. But Texas, we implement everything first. The global toll roads that foreign companies run, as long as they have billboards of you guys with cowboy hats saying, it's Texas thing to have a tracker chip and get taxed, and you know, radio ads. I'm a Texan, I get tracked by chips. See how dumb they think we are? They just have some stupid cowboy image. They sell us our slavery. I've got tracker chips on my chickens. I'm a good boy. I'm fighting Al-Qaeda. Oh, man, I could go on for hours about the National Animal Identification Program. But this, what you mentioned, is part of the National Premises Identification Program. And it should state the U.S. code. You need to get in touch with, you need to use a search engine, get in touch with different organizations that have formed to fight it. The head group that fights it here in Texas is based here in Austin. And that would take a whole show to get into that. But no, it's a fraud, it's a scam. And if everybody just ignores it and says no to it, it'll just go away. Or you can start answering hundreds of questions about your farm or ranch to bureaucrats in Washington the new American way, here in the land of the cowards, the home of the slaves. I'd like it to be land of the free, home of the brave again. But this, I mean, you know, it's like I heard a radio news earlier going, doctors will now be interrogating you. Does anyone beat you? Does anyone hurt you? So they can report that to the police. And see, it all sounds good, but it's all about the state getting control of everybody's lives. The new system is literally social workers running our lives. Total control. Remember, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, but the people that run our government are criminal. So no matter how good it sounds, it's bad. Okay, if a crime has been committed, you need to call the police and they can handle it. You know, it's the same thing in California. They've introduced a bill to ban any spanking. Now, I'm not going to debate whether that's good or bad. The point is, this is about the state getting involved in your life. This is about the state and the schools, it says, are going to interrogate your children. This is about the schools being prisons. I mean, we go from the schools 10 years ago giving you pops when you get in a fight or, you know, yell at your teacher, and I got plenty of them, and I think it was good, to now the school being a secret police facility spying and tattling on parents. If a child is hurt by their parents, then that's criminal. But you notice that most people think that spanking's illegal when it isn't, but the feds are trying to lobby states to pass laws to do it. Most people think vaccines are the laws. There is no law. You got to take these vaccines. It's all color of law fraud. Same thing with the Premises Identification Act passed last year. Let's jam some more in here. Let's go back to Todd quickly. Corpus Christi had a comment about the Federal Reserve. Go ahead. Okay, I'm going to let him go. Let's now go ahead and talk to Ed in Utah. Ed, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks a lot, Alex. Very good news about Ron Paul running for president. In fact, it's your listeners, Alex. It'll be a big part of his push, along with, of course, as you know, he has ties to the rank and file of the John Birch Society. He writes a column in the American Free Press, and he's also a libertarian. We need to bring all those forces together, but I think you're one of the driving forces behind this, Alex.
Well, he's got the trifecta. He's got the Democrats because he's anti-war. He's got any Republican who's got half a brain because he's a true conservative, and he's got the libertarians because he is a libertarian.
Yes, absolutely. And I just want to ask you, in light of your opening monologue about these Judas goats, these people that pretend to be conservative, et cetera, is there any chance, given that, Alex, that you would bring on Michael Piper, who has just authored that book by that name, The Judas Goats? You know he's with the American Free Press, of course.
Yes, I do. And,
okay, and you're, in fact, you were up in Canada with his colleague there, Jim Tucker?
Yes, covering the Bilderberg Conference.
Right, right. But Michael Piper has named the whole supposed anti-war antics and whatnot of both Bill, who was spying on anti-war people. He was actually working in the employ of the CIA. Many people know this. But John Kerry.
Exactly. Bill Clinton was really CIA. It's now mainstream news in England that Tony Blair was MI5 all through college. Look, presidents are spooks now. Presidents are intelligence agency officers. We don't have real presidents. It's all completely staged. I appreciate your call. You're absolutely right. Let's talk to Victor in Granite Shoals, Texas. You're on the air. Welcome.
Alex.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm curious about the things that you've exposed about the police state and what they're doing nationally and going in unauthorized, searching and stuff like that. I'm a gun owner. And first of all, I want to say that I appreciate all that you do and I pray for you because I think you need prayer. But what can you say how all this is going to correlate to like the end times? I mean, I'm a proponent of the pre-trib rapture, and it looks it's almost like you're talking like tribulation stuff here.
Well, you know, here's the thing, and I appreciate your call. It's a very important question. I may not have time in this segment to answer it, but I may have some time to cover it in the next segment. I'm a Christian, but I do a news show, and I analyze it from a secular perspective. That is, I just cover what's happening. You can decide spiritually what that means to you. But I do have comments about the pre-tribulation rapture crowd. And I'm not going to try to take you to the woodshed here on this, but this is important. We'll be right back.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Shelly, you look wait, why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Radio show tonight, 9 to midnight on News Radio 590 KLBJ.
Corruption had a worse enemy. You're locked in to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad that you've joined us here. We got two segments left. We're going to go to some of the callers that are patiently holding here in just a few minutes at 877-590-5525 or locally 836-0590. Let me just answer the caller in the last segment's question. He said pre-trib or mid or post. And in Revelations, it talks about when Christ returns, first the dead in Christ rising and then the living in Christ rising. And then they came out with the Schofield Reference Bible a little over 100 years ago, and they said, no. Christians have nothing to worry about. You'll never face the Antichrist. Well, the Bible says that he'll make war on the saints and overcome them and persecute Christians and others. Basically, when Hitler came to power, people said, oh, he's the Antichrist. He said, oh, don't worry, we'll be raptured. And you saw what happened. And whenever Africans are getting killed, Christian Africans, they always think, we'll be raptured, and then they get killed. And it just happens over and over and over again. They thought they were going to be raptured when the Romans were killing them. So this was going on before Schofield, but he really codified it, and a few other people pushed it. And regardless of, you know, whether God's going to pull us out of this next week or 10 years from now or a million years from now, I have a moral job to stand up against corruption. Chicago Tribune reports our government and private corporations are running giant child kidnapping rings. I'm going to talk about it. And people say, oh, well, praise God, that means the end is near. No, it means evil is growing and out of control because good men and women have done little or nothing to stop what's happening and to fight the corruption. And nowhere, you'll hear your preacher all Sunday long tell you you're going to be raptured out of this before anything ever bad happens because you're so scared of the devil. I never saw that in the Bible, and it's nowhere in there. But the government has lobbied and helped fund a lot of these fake preachers, and it is a religion of laying down and going along with corruption. And it's absolutely amazing. You know, I challenge people to tell me where it is in the Bible, not in some reference or not in some footnote some preacher added to a Bible, where it is in Revelation, where it is in Daniel, where it is anywhere in the Bible that a golden rope's going to fall down out of heaven and jerk you out of a bad situation or out of the end times. I mean, please explain it to me and tell me. All right, now let's get back to the news here. It's just a huge cop-out. I don't have to do anything because God's going to, you know, pull me out of it before anything bad happens. And you look at what's going on around us. No, God helps those that helps themselves. We're supposed to stand up against the wicked ones, you know, over and over again in the Bible. Who will stand up against the wicked ones? Who will stand up against corruption? Who will stand up for the widows and orphans? When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it, not pull people out on golden ejection seats. Now, I talked earlier about a book. I forget the name. It was so many years ago. Somebody gave it to me. I looked it up. And it was a compilation of essays by four or five people by Ayn Rand. And the big essay in there, the biggest one, was written in 1968 by the former Federal Reserve Chairman, but at the time he was just an economist in New York, Alan Greenspan, against the Federal Reserve. It's private, the New World Order. We've got to fight it. And I'm glad I thought of that today, because I need to go find the name of that book, or somebody, because it's somewhere in my house and I've got two storage things, and God, you ought to see how many books I got. I was looking around for it a few years ago and couldn't find it. I just remembered it again. But there it is in that book, Alan Greenspan laying it all out. And there's hundreds of books like that, but there's also books written by globalists who were for it, admitting that they're setting up a new world order. Stalin said he was setting up a new world order. Hitler said he was setting up a new world order. That's why people who were informed, the guy that set up Rhodesia, north of South Africa, Cecil Rhodes, the head of the diamond monopoly for the Queen of England, said he was setting up a new world order. He set up the Rhodes Scholarship that Bill was a member of, and they openly bring them in to be minions of the new world order, to be captains, to be Ringwraith, Nazgul, basically, to go out and enforce all of this. And so when George Bush Sr. in 1990, 91, and 92 gave State of the Union speeches saying a new world order coming into view, people freaked out because historians and folks that were informed knew what it meant. Now, who coined the phrase? Well, the father of science fiction, but he wrote more nonfiction and more futurist books than he wrote fiction. The Time Machine, the Island of Dr. Moreau, just on and on and on, War of the Worlds, H.G. Wells. H.G. Wells, ladies and gentlemen, was futurist to the Queen, an admitted socialist. He believed in one-child policies. He believed in human culling. I've read his book. I mean, I remember its title. It's easy to remember. The New World Order. Just type The New World Order by H.G. Wells into Google. You can read it for free online or go to the library. They'll have a copy. Okay, the guy that wrote War of the Worlds wrote a nonfiction book called The New World Order. And he wrote it, what was it, like 1908. Now, he writes a book called The New World Order. And he calls for the three regions, American Union, European Union, Asian Union. And they say no nation states, one-child policies. This everything you see now. That's why China gets all the big UN awards. They're the model. With all their tyranny and censorship and control, that's what the global owners want to make America like. The Queen of England loved it. The King of England loved it. They funded it. Cecil Rhodes implemented it. This guy was worth billions, you know, 100 years ago. The guy had countries named after him, Rhodesia. And they implemented it, and they got the best minds, and they set up the intelligence agencies, the CIA, OSS before that, and they did it, ladies and gentlemen. They set it up. They did it. They were able to do it. Now, here is a clip. This is a clip from the 1937 film, Things to Come. And these big black stealth bombers, it looks just like a stealth bomber, they land with these emissaries saying, we don't have a government, but if you don't do what we say, we'll come bomb you and take you over. The good guy wears a black Nazi uniform. He shows up at these different warring areas and says, Oh, I forgot, because this is happening in the late 40s. There's World War II. Remember, this is written in 37. World War II happens, and out of World War II is birthed a new world order. A new order. I'll show you the control these people have got. This is written in 1937. And they wrote a book 20-something years before that called The New World Order that was nonfiction. This was fiction. This is called The Things to Come, He actually wrote it before that. The movie came out in 37. And so in this, he comes in and he tells the king of this little area that he's not allowed to have wars and he's not allowed to have a national government. There's going to be a world government. But the world government isn't really a government. It's just a group of Masons. And he's not really, I guess, talking about classic Freemasons. That's a whole other area of discussion. But listen to this. This is from the 1937 film. I think we've got time to play. Okay, well, now let's play it now before we go to break. Go ahead. Here it is.
So that's the sort of man your boss is. Not an unusual type. Everywhere we find these little semi-military upstarts robbing and fighting. That's what endless warfare has led to. Brigandage. What else could happen? But we, who are all of the left of the old engineers and mechanics, have pledged ourselves to salvage the world. We have the airways, all that's left of them. We have the seas. And we have ideas in common. The brotherhood of efficiency. The Freemasonry of science. We're the last trustees of civilization when everything else has failed.
Where do you come from? Who are you?
Winds over the world.
Well, you know you can't come into a country like this in this fashion.
I'm here. Do you mind if I sit down?
And now, for the fourth time, who are you?
I tell you, winds over the world.
That's nothing. What government do you under?
Common sense. I belong to World Communications. We just run ourselves.
Yes. Yeah. You run into trouble if you try and land here in wartime. What's the game?
Order and trade.
Trade, eh? Now, look here, Mr. Aviator. Let's see how we stand. Come down to actuality. The way you swagger, you don't seem to realize you're under arrest.
Okay, when we get back, we'll back it up a few seconds where he says, what's your goal? Order, world order, and trade. See, that's globalism. Oh, it's a trade deal. It's a trade deal. Oh, we're going to end war. Meanwhile, they're behind all the wars. They're there to destroy free market. They're there to totally enslave you. We'll come back, finish it up. Stay with us.
Yo, top of the crown. Race the queen. The fatal mistake in your cradle can't shake.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's Alex Jones.
All right, final segment. Got four or five calls I want to try to jam in here. Everybody be patient. But let me finish up with this H.G. Wells thing for those that just joined us. He's a futurist. He wrote a book called The New World Order almost 100 years ago. He was the futurist to the Queen. They adopted many of his plans. This clip is from a fiction book he wrote, Things to Come. It was made into a 1937 movie. This is a propaganda film made prior to World War II. This movie shows a utopian vision after an apocalyptic war where the saviors of mankind come dressed as Nazi stormtroopers and stealth bombers, dropping peace gas and taking over the world from sovereign nations to bring a, quote, Freemasonry of science. This is a sick vision which is promoted by many groups today, hoping for their new order. The Nazis tried this out, as many others have come to do the same. Ironically, the future seat of the sick New World Order in the movie is Basra, Iraq, where the white men of the New World Order developed their technology to subdue rogue nations. And H.G. Wells wrote that World War III would happen in Iraq, as did Albert Pike. He wrote that in 1876. These guys have a long-term plan. I mean, these are published books. But this, let's go back to the clip where he's saying order and trade is their goal. No. But, oh, and they don't have a government, but they have a military. They'll smash you if you don't go under their command. So that's doublespeak. Let's go back to the clip.
I belong to World Communications. We just run ourselves.
Yes. You run into trouble if you try and land here in wartime. What's the game?
Order and trade.
Trade, eh? Now, look here, Mr. Aviator. Let's see how we stand. Come down to actuality. The way you swagger, you don't seem to realize you're under arrest. You and your machine.
You will find other planes looking for me if I happen to be delayed.
We'll deal with them later. I even start a trading agency here, if you like. I have no objection. The first thing we shall want is to get our planes in the air again.
Why? A laudable ambition. But our new order has an objection to private aeroplanes.
The impudence. I'm not talking about private aeroplanes. Our aeroplanes are public aeroplanes. This is an independent sovereign state at war. I know nothing about any old order. I'm the chief here, and I'm not taking any orders, old or new, from you.
Suppose I walked into trouble.
Yeah, you can take that as right.
Where have you come from?
I flew from our headquarters at Basra this morning. We have some hundreds of new type planes, and we're building more, fast. The factories are working again. We're gradually restoring order and trade in the whole Mediterranean area. We're scouting this region now to see how things are.
You found out. This is an independent sovereign state.
Yes, we must talk about that.
We don't discuss it.
We don't approve of independent sovereign states.
You don't approve?
We mean to stop them.
That's war.
If you will.
Well, I think we know how we stand. Burton, take this man. If he gives you any trouble, club him.
Okay, so they're against war, but they're going to come attack them, and they do. They hit them with knockout gas and then enslave everybody, and then it moves on to us going to the stars, and everything's a utopia under world government with a secret group who won't say who they are who swoop down and bomb you so you can't develop weapons of mass destruction. And he wrote this years before it was made into a film in 1937. I mean, this is the type of in-your-face, and he's an admitted pro-world government, the number one science fiction writer of all time who wrote more nonfiction books than fiction. So this is a...
Coming to you.
This is like a literal religion for these people. Okay, you already had a world empire. The British Empire tied in with big central banks. And it teamed up with the robber barons here in the U.S. and a few in Europe. And they all openly brag about this. And they got hooked up with a bunch of futurists. The Huxley family, Aldous Huxley in 62, right before he died, gave a speech saying, hey, I wrote Brave New World because my brother, you know, is involved in eugenics. He later became the head of the United Nations eugenics program, the head of UNESCO, Julian Huxley. And he said that they married into the Darwin family. And they basically sold to the queen and to the king and to the big banks this plan of how to order the world government. Literally, some science fiction writers, H.G. Wells, the number one individual in this group, went and cooked up this whole thing. And, folks, here we are, 100 years after the program's been launched, and we're in the middle of it. And they say we must start wars to then make the people beg for world government to stop wars. Problem, reaction, solution. So now you know the game plan, my friends. Let's go ahead and talk to Andy in Central Austin. You're on the air, Andy. Thanks for holding.
All right.
Go ahead,
hey,
sir.
Alex. I'm just curious. I realize your show is syndicated nationwide, but I'm just curious.
Well, it's only on about six stations now, and but it's growing, and we're really excited. But plus, we have a huge internet listenership. Yes.
Okay. I was just curious if you were going to be at TalkFest next weekend.
Okay. George Norrie called me about a month ago and said that he wanted me to be in studio if he was coming to Austin on Friday. He wasn't sure to do a show in studio. Then a week before I went on vacation, they called me and said, yeah, he's coming. We want you to co-host with him for 2 hours of the show, be in studio here at KLBJ. So I know that's happening. And I know he mentioned, and I'll probably want you at TalkFest, but how it happened last time is I was up here co-hosting with him in studio for 3 hours, and he just said, hey, come on down tomorrow and be, you know, with me. So, yes, there's a good chance I'll be there. If not, I'm just as happy to be at home with my family.
All right. Well, thanks, Alex.
Yeah, TalkFest is coming up, what, next Saturday?
That's right.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. I mean, last time it was like 3,000 or 4,000 people. Just when I was there, there was that many. It was overflow down at the convention center. Neil Bortz will be there, Clark Howard, George Norrie, and some of the local crew are going to be there, so it's going to be exciting.
Cool. Well, thanks for taking my call.
All right, man. Hope to see you there. What I've been trying to talk about today is the fact that the plan for world government is real. It's happening. And the royals and the big robber baron elites got sold on a plan for world government, a covert plan for world government. And now we're in the North American Union. Now the European Union is here. And under this system, they remove nation states because they don't like our republic. They don't like our Bill of Rights or Constitution. They don't like England's Magna Carta from 1215. And you know, for those out there who are for world government, I get your emails, I get your calls, you'll admit, you'll say, okay, Alex, yeah, we're setting up a world government. You're not even part of it, but you think you are. And it'll end war and be a utopia and we'll have wonderful freedom and man working together. That's how they sell people on the outer ring. That's how they sell people that are more low level. Really, it's about powerful elites that are control freaks who want to totally dominate human development, and who want one-child policies, and like Dr. Pianca at UT, want to eliminate 90% of the world's population. I mean, that's in UN documents. And I'm just here warning you. And I'm going to continue to be here warning you. This stuff is real. This is happening. And we've got to defend this country. We are just out of time. I know we have a few other callers on the board here, but I don't have time to get to your calls. Please join me next week from 4 to 6 p.m. right here At this same time, you can listen via Infowars.com. You can listen to some of our stations also stream as well, like News Radio 590 KLBJ. We have a link to that up on Infowars.com. A whole bunch of streams available. I know a few of the other stations that pick us up also stream their shows over the Internet. So there's a lot of different ways to listen to the show or right off the satellite. A caller called in earlier talking about American freedom to fascism, that off their own documents and own admissions and the IRS commissioner's own admissions, talk about the private Federal Reserve, the IRS, the North American Union. We have that at Infowars.com on the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart. I hope you'll go to Infowars.com and get American Freedom to Fascism or my new film, Terror Storm, The History of Government-Sponsored Terror. It's a two-hour film. The first 30 minutes is CIA.gov documents. The government admits they staged terror, but they go in the 40s and 50s and 60s. They don't admit it past that point, but it's declassified. Our government, which is not our government, it's a criminal group. I'm talking about the people that really run the government, not the puppet presidents, and I'm talking about the intelligence agencies, the bureaucracies, the State Department. They admit they blew up school buses, churches, mosques, they shot crowds. From Guatemala to Iran to Vietnam, they staged. Have you ever seen Graham Greene's The Quiet American? That's based on a true story. They just changed the names. Where the CIA's bombing women and children to blame it on people. Meanwhile, funding the communists through the Soviet Union to Vietnam to keep the war going, to then create an anti-war movement in the U.S. to be channeled into support of the U.N. They stage the wars. They build up the dictators. They create the crises. Then they offer their world government solution. Get Terror Storm on DVD. It's got 68 minutes of extras from our historic 9/11 Neocon Agenda Symposium that got picked up nationally by C-SPAN. We had a four-camera shoot there. It's also the extra on the film. So powerful. Terror Storm, available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. You can also see all my films online, all 15 of them, at PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to tell the crew that did a great job running the show as usual. I want to thank Ennis, Genesis, all the sponsors, and you, the listeners. See you back here same time next week. God bless.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Lee.